understand a baby in a manger, but we can't really understand a God who's the creator of all the universe and how he can come down. And I guess just like, you know, God sees things from his time and his purpose and his plans and sees things in eternity, we only see things for a moment in the twinkling of an eye, and things in past, things in present, and not even just a glimmer of things in the future, although we know that the book of Revelation is clear on that. But in Psalm 8, this is something that I hope, as it's humbled me and reminded me, my creator, this morning, the scripture, you know, when we think about the size of the earth in relationship to all the planets and the stars and the galaxies and the billions of objects and the heavenly host, the God that was outside of all that, who's even bigger than all that, came down and humbled himself, right? And came down in the presence in the form of a baby in a manger, and then came forth and died on the cross for us to save us from our sins. And we celebrate, you know, in Easter time we celebrate his resurrection. But again, his resurrection is an eternal thing. It's something that gave us eternity, right? Even a temporal world in a time-filled world. And it's hard for us to understand. It's beyond our comprehension. And this psalm just speaks to me, and I hope it speaks to you this morning, about how humbling it is to realize that God humbled himself to come down and come to us.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 8. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And it's so fitting that the children just got to think that how excellent is thy name. How majestic is your name. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. Because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemies and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. And again, we celebrate that. We can see him in a manger, but again, he's seated on the right hand of the Father today, and he's already seated in glory and all honor and power and righteousness. Because thou madest him, verse 6, to have dominion over the works of thy hands, thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And I think the song that we're going to sing just resonates that as well. This is a song called Who Am I?